Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. South Carolina's economy continues to march through positive territory as 2015 enters phase two. To get the latest, we've once again invited our resident economist, Joey Von Nessen, who is a research economist with the University of South Carolina's Moore School of Business and their Division of Research, which stays busy tracking and calculating our state's economic statistics. Joey, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Mike. Always good to be here.
So the state's still looking good. You feel good about the second half?
I'm feeling good about the second half. We've had a good first half of the year, and there's no real sign that that's going to change. We've had solid employment growth. We're beginning to see income growth move in a positive direction for the first time. That's new this year, something we haven't seen over the last several years. And construction activity is up, and that's really the biggest surprise on a state level, because whereas housing demand's been coming back generally, new construction has been down, new sales activity has been down, relatively speaking, and that's turning around for the first time. So all things are looking good in South Carolina on the whole.
Now, you mentioned residential construction. How about commercial construction?
Commercial construction has been coming back. It's also been coming back at a very slow pace. So across the board, when we look at construction activity, it's been down until 2015. And part of the reason for that is that we're beginning to see more overall economic activity, more broad-based growth, more investment, and more employment. And so that's affecting, in a positive way, new home construction on a residential side and on the commercial side as well.
Anything that is concerning you with our state's economy as we finish out the year here over the next 6 months?
Well, the biggest concern has been pretty consistent over the last couple of years, which is wage growth is one major concern that we have. That's beginning to turn the corner, as I said, in 2015. So we're hoping that that will continue to tick upwards. And then underemployment, the other major concern. So we still have a large number of people who are working, but they are underemployed, meaning that they're working part-time because they can't find full-time jobs, or they're just marginally attached to the labor force, but they're not in an ideal employment situation where they want to be. So that's still a struggle for many South Carolinians.
Any projections on that situation getting better?
It's getting better, but at a very slow pace. I think that one of the things to look for are the industries that are going to be generating our jobs going forward for the rest of the year. Manufacturing is still really at the top of the list, and that has had a good track record of generating full-time work that is paying on average higher than the state average wage. So it's contributing in a positive way in terms of employment quality and quantity, and both of those are important.
How do we stack up nationally?
So the state's economy is doing, I would say, relatively well. We're seeing consistent positive growth. On the flip side, when we look at the national picture, things are going okay, but it's much more inconsistent. So we've seen fairly good job growth during several months throughout the spring, but that's fluctuated. It hasn't been the case consistently. The most recent job numbers came out. The employment numbers looked pretty good, but the labor force was shrinking. So fewer people were coming into the labor force looking for work, and wage growth was fairly stagnant. And there's now speculation that that's going to potentially delay the increase in interest rates again. Of course, we've been playing this game for a while and trying to speculate on what's going to happen. But the bottom line is that we've got to have a long period of time of consistently positive indicators from the labor market before the Fed acts. They've been very clear on that point.
Well, Joey, one economic item in the news nationally has been the president receiving a fast-track authority,
right,
making international trade deals, and in particular the Pacific Trade Pact that's being worked on. Any residual effect in South Carolina from this?
I think on the whole, it's going to be good for South Carolina. If we look at the countries that are involved in this agreement, it turns out that about a third of our exports in South Carolina go to those particular countries. So we do a lot of business with them. And any trade agreement is going to, among other things, reduce the tariffs that we are exposed to. So that's going to only increase the activity there. And if we look at the total activity with these countries in terms of dollar volume, it's actually increased by about 50% over the last decade. So I think on the whole, it's going to be good for South Carolina. Now, that's not to say that it's going to be necessarily good for everyone. You're going to have some industries that do better than others, some that lose out. But I think on the whole, it's probably going to be a positive for the state.
Well, Joey, great information as usual. We look forward to talking with you again towards the end of the summer.
Sounds great. Always good to be here, Mike. Appreciate it.
Joey Von Nessen is a research economist with the University of South Carolina's Moore School of Business and their Division of Research. We will have a link to his department posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is etvradio.org. Just click on podcasts, where you will also be able to hear this show again and post your comments. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the South Carolina Business Review are their own and not necessarily those of South Carolina ETV Radio.